on the big loop.
Hey, go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Fergie, from the ULF 7 Orbit 1 team in the ISS Mission Control Room here in Houston, we just want to let you know that it's been a pleasure and honor to support this, the 37th mission of the Space Shuttle to the ISS. And we're proud to be the last in a countless line of mission control teams that have had the honor to watch over the ISS while Discovery and Endeavour and Atlantis have visited over the last 13 years. From this room, we've watched and supported as the shuttle has enabled the station to grow from a humble single module that was grappled by the shuttle's arm to a stunning facility that is so large that some astronauts have even momentarily gotten lost in it. You can take it from me. So, of course, the ISS wouldn't be here without the space shuttle. So while we have the communication link up for the last time, we wanted to say thank you and farewell to the magnificent machines that delivered, assembled, and staffed our world-class laboratory in space. So Fergie, Chunky, Sandy, and Rex, get her home safely and enjoy the last couple days in Space Shuttle Atlantis.
Hey, Dan, and to the whole Ficker 1 team and the Orbit 1 team, Jerry, from Jerry on down, we do appreciate those great words. You know, it's been an incredible ride, and I think on behalf of the four of us, we are really appreciative that we had the opportunity to work with you, and are extremely fortunate to have taken part in this this pivotal mission. We're looking forward to in a couple days to meeting up with most of you and patting you on the back and sharing some of the stories, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that we hope we successfully hid from you. But believe me, there was a little bit of pandemonium between what appeared to be all the calm. And we're glad to be headed home, and we're happy to serve with you. We'll see you, Dan.
Fergie, thanks a million. We'll see you back home. Take care. Have a safe flight.
Veteran astronaut and former expedition crew member Dan Tawney in the space station flight control room with an opportunity to say farewell to Space Shuttle Atlantis and its commander Chris Ferguson as Atlantis is moments away from firing its reaction control system jets, having completed the fly around, a textbook fly around by pilot Doug Hurley.